Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. In a significant milestone for India-Bhutan energy cooperation, the Adani Group has commenced the 570 MW Wangchu hydropower project in Chukha district, Bhutan, marking a new chapter in the bilateral relationship between the two nations. This project is a run-off-river hydropower project on the Wangchu River, which is a notable development in the India-Bhutan hydropower partnership. But why does this matter? It matters because India and Bhutan share one of South Asia's most enduring bilateral partnerships, and hydropower is its economic backbone. Bhutan's mountainous terrain and glacial rivers give it immense hydropower potential, most of which it cannot consume domestically. So, India provides the financing, technical expertise, and guarantees to build these projects, while Bhutan exports the surplus power to India's eastern grid. This arrangement has been mutually beneficial. Bhutan earns the majority of its government revenue from hydropower exports to India, with hydropower receipts constituting approximately 25-30% of Bhutan's GDP in peak years. On the other hand, India gets clean, renewable baseload power for its eastern and northeastern states, with no carbon emissions. The treaty framework ensures fixed purchase price commitments from India's side, providing Bhutan revenue certainty. What makes this significant is that this model is described by diplomats as a hydropower for friendship arrangement, cementing India's role as Bhutan's primary development and security partner under the 2007 India-Bhutan Friendship Treaty. Now, let us turn to the Wangchu project itself. The project is a run-off-river project, which generates electricity from the natural flow of a river without creating a large reservoir, making it less ecologically disruptive than storage dams. The Wangchu River flows through Bhutan's Chukha district before entering India as the Redak River in West Bengal. Note this carefully, runoff river projects use the natural flow of the river, making them a more environmentally friendly option. The significance of Adani Group's role in this project cannot be overstated. Traditionally, India's government-owned entities, primarily the Sutlej Jal Vidyut Nigam, or SJVN, Drik Green Power Corporation, or DGPC, and Bhutan's government, have led hydropower development in Bhutan under bilateral agreements. However, the Wangchu project marks a notable expansion, with a private Indian conglomerate directly investing in Bhutan's hydropower under the broader India-Bhutan partnership framework. This signals India's willingness to mobilize private capital for strategic neighborhood projects, Adani Group's expansion into international infrastructure under the Make in India and Atmanirbhar Bharat ethos, and the maturing of India-Bhutan commercial ties beyond purely government-to-government frameworks. Now, let us look at the existing India-Bhutan hydropower projects. The bilateral hydropower partnership has already delivered several large projects, including the Tala Hydroelectric Project, which is the largest completed project with a capacity of 1,020 MW, commissioned in 2006. Other notable projects include the Chukha Hydroelectric Project, which was the first large bilateral project, operational since 1988, the Kurichu Hydroelectric Project, the Punat Sanchuai and two projects, which are under construction, and the Mangadechu Project, which was commissioned in 2019. Remember this number, the target is 10,000 MW, which was originally set for completion by 2020 but has been pushed back due to construction challenges. The Wangchu project's 570 MW adds meaningfully to progress toward this goal. Moving on to Bhutan itself, it is a landlocked Himalayan kingdom bordering India and China. Bhutan operates on the principle of Gross National Happiness, or GNH, prioritizing spiritual, physical, social, and environmental health over GDP growth. The capital of Bhutan is Thimphu, and its currency is the Ngultrum, which is pegged 1-to-1 to the Indian rupee. Bhutan is a member of SAARC and the UN, and its form of government is a constitutional monarchy, with King Zigme Khesar Namgyal Wangchuck at the helm. The India-Bhutan Treaty of Friendship, which was revised in 2007, governs bilateral relations between the two nations. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Wangchu Hydropower Project is being developed by the Adani Group with a capacity of 570 megawatts, and it is a run-of-river project located on the Wangchu River in Chukha District, Bhutan. The project started in January 2026. The Chukha Hydroelectric Project has a capacity of 336 megawatts and has been operational since 1988. The Tala Hydroelectric Project has a capacity of 1,020 megawatts and was commissioned in 2006. The Mangrodechu Hydroelectric Project has a capacity of 720 megawatts and was commissioned in 2019. The Punat Sangchuai and two projects are under construction, with capacities of 1,200 and 1,020 megawatts, respectively. The target for India-Bhutan hydropower cooperation is 10,000 megawatts. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For prelims, remember the Wangchu 570 megawatt project, the Adani Group, Chukha District in Bhutan, the runoff river definition, the Wangchu River, and the India-Bhutan Friendship Treaty of 2007. For mains, focus on India-Bhutan bilateral relations, hydropower as a strategic economic pillar, neighborhood first policy, private sector involvement in bilateral energy projects, and Bhutan's GNH model versus GDP. In conclusion, the Adani Group's commencement of the Wangchu Hydropower Project marks a significant milestone in India-Bhutan energy cooperation, deepening the bilateral partnership between the two nations and highlighting the importance of hydropower in their strategic relationship. This development has far-reaching implications for India's energy security, Bhutan's economic growth, and the environment, making it a crucial topic for UPSC aspirants to understand.